That's money and time. That's money and time.
They got plenty of it.
Nah,
they don't. They leave Starbucks cups. They have no time. They're in a rush.
They in big debt. Their gold mines ran out.
I think HBO's good. I think HBO's doing okay.
Welcome back to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, one half of the I Love Lucy podcast. And I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy, my love, and TJ, very handsome, despite being under 5'11".
I'm 6 foot. The fuck you talking about?
What does a ruler say? Ah, exactly. This week.
I was going to throw a crazy number out there, but I stopped myself. Boy, dude, that was a lob. You put that one on the tee for me. I could have just ran with that.
Well, take off, Usain.
Boy math. Ain't worth it. 11.
3.5.
It ranges. It's like a salary range. It's somewhere between 3 and 11. And I'm mad that we just fucking plugged another podcast on our podcast. What the fuck is that shit? I shut up the whole way through.
It's not real.
Oh, okay. Makes me feel better.
Calm down. Because when I text my friend about that podcast, she knows I'm making an LOL.
Oh, okay. So I was going to be mad at you and ask me to join. I love Lucy.
Do you really?
I do, man. I used to love that show.
Now, listen. Don't get me started.
Is that even a podcast you can do? Like, is there even a storyline in that?
It's not a storyline, but you do it and you just break down the episodes. And basically what we do is we talk about all the times that Ricky was trash, which is often.
Oh, I'll be defending Ricky.
I can't. I believe it. I believe it.
Look, remember they filmed this shit in the 30s.
Just space. You're going to defend Ricky Ricardo, whose wife had a chance to have a career in Hollywood, and he talked her out of it, made her go back to New York.
I'm always going to defend minority men.
He is a white Latino, sir.
That man's name is Ricardo. Like Trump voter. That show was in black and white. I don't know what he is.
And you can take a pretty educated guess. Anyways, this is not an I Love Lucy podcast, but it could be.
It cannot be.
It is a Game of Thrones podcast. And this week, we are discussing Game of Thrones, Season 4, Episode 5, First of His Name. An air date of May 4th, 2014, written by David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, directed by Michelle MacLaren, and had a rating of 7.16 million. So we're in the sevens now. Do you not agree, Ginge?
This was a better episode, though. I'll give them that.
Okay. Okay. TJ, you like this one?
It was okay. These, ever since Joffrey died, all these episodes seem like super short and just like, they're just like getting us there, really.
Yeah. Because there's really not a lot of, there's not a lot of action, like action really until episode 9, until you get to the penultimate.
Yeah. But, well, shit. Actually, no, because I was thinking episode 9, but then I scrolled through the fucking episodes like James after I finished watching this one today. And episode 8.
No, it's 9.
It's 8.
Now I'm going to look. Hold on.
Since we're talking about scrolling through the episodes, I'm excited for next week.
Oh, you're talking about Wait, what happened?
Next
Excited
week's
for next week.
episode is the trial. Well,
Oh, the
should be the
trial.
trial.
The trial starts, yeah.
I'm very
But
excited for
no,
that.
you're thinking the one thing, and I'm thinking of like a big event.
Okay.
Yeah. So
We are thinking, we're thinking about two different things. Yes, we are.
Anyways, who's ready to get started?
Long may he reign.
Long may
Long may he reign.
rain. I just think it was interesting to specifically single out Tywin's long may he reign.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Because once again, you have to be an idiot if you think the king is the most powerful man in Westeros.
Yeah, why is Tywin the only person that gets a mic here? It's like in church when somebody's doing they're singing a song and the one lady has the microphone and everybody else is singing with her, but she's the one person you can hear. Tywin.
But yeah, Tommen is king. Signs all his declarations in crayon is great. And it seems like Cersei's had a little bit of a change of heart about Marge.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder where that came from.
In this episode, in all of Cersei's scenes, she seems sober. Whereas every other episode in this season, she has seemed drunk.
That's a good point. Good takeaway. I like that. I like that a lot.
Like that. Because, like, when I think about it, yeah, she does seem sober. Because she's measured, but, you can tell she's in a bad mood.
Yeah, but it's the way she's talking that makes it for me it's like, okay, she's like calmed down a little
Yeah, she's
bit.
very like level-headed in this episode. Like she doesn't have like her big Cersei like blow-up moment.
She's being strategic in this rather than just blurting
Yeah.
out.
She's very Tywin-esque
Yeah.
in this episode.
Okay, so you said she's being strategic, she's being Tywin-esque, and we've heard people say that like she's not as smart as she thinks she is. So do you think maybe it's because she's up to something?
Yeah, who's not up to something in Game of
But I
Thrones?
mean, like, do you think she, like there's somebody like do you think this is her trying to outwit somebody?
No, I think she's just trying to sober up, focus on what she needs to do to get Tyrion to plead guilty in this trial.
I think so too, and I think that she's trying to play her cards right. I don't think she's trying to outsmart anybody, but she's trying to line things up. Like she's just trying to like get her own affairs in order.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Well, speaking of people who are like playing the game to a T, like what? Me, the queen? Couldn't
See,
even.
this is my thing. Number one, like I said last week, I brought up how is Cersei the only person that doesn't notice shit? Because last week they make it seem like this is already planned, ready to go, triggers pulled, and Cersei's in the dark. And then now it's like, oh wait, we don't know who's gonna be queen. Maybe it should be me.
I think that was just her being facetious.
Yeah, but Cersei has fucking people listening. Like Cersei knows when I fart
But here's the
here in
thing.
my house.
Here's the thing. It was like, this isn't really Cersei's decision to make. Like, it's also very likely that Tywin was just like, yeah, but you're gonna fall in line.
I think so, but it's the thing that's weird to me is we said last week it's not Cersei's decision to make, so she shouldn't know anyway. And Tywin and Olenna have already hook this up. So why should Marjorie say, "Let me go ask my dad," and Cersei's like, "Oh, I'll go ask my dad too."
Formal bullshit. Have you ever seen like two Southern white ladies? That's all that is.
Okay.
That's just backhanded stuff.
Yeah. But a couple of things to point out. I think it's funny that Marjorie's giving Tommen that creepy look, and like that like shot of Marjorie looking at Tommen, like she looks so much fucking older than this dude. Like usually in the episode she looks young, but that shot, like she looks old as shit. And then Cersei cuts that off. And then I think we should have got more Joffrey on screen because they're talking about him. Hear me out. Hear me out. They're talking about like how bad of a person he is and all his other bullshit, but we don't see many of his shenanigans on screen. Maybe we should have got more of his shenanigans and what he was doing on screen.
Maybe.
More shenanigans.
To fully get the picture of how bad he is. Like we know he's bad, but the way they talk, like this kid is the fucking worst.
I
Like he's
know.
like Ramsay Snow level.
He forced a whore to abuse another. He forced a woman to abuse another.
Yeah, I know, but it's more than that. Like
Used it,
it's
so like, what else do you need?
Yeah, but that was behind doors, so the people wouldn't know that happened.
yeah. Like he had to have been doing things that were people were seeing every day. That
Yeah.
Cersei saw, that Marjorie saw.
They saw all of these things.
Besides, him killing Ned.
But I'm saying they saw, like, it went through the castle what he made Roz do.
Yeah, I mean, I think
Heard
it was
about.
just a thought that came in my head when they were talking about it. I just wrote down maybe we should have got more of his shenanigans, just based off of how they talk about him.
I get you. Also, Cersei did not stand on business. Is Margie going to be strangled in her sleep because she called her sister again?
She did. No, she didn't really call her sister. She said she didn't know what to call her. Maybe Cersei's gonna let it be a pass, and she's like in her head, "You better call me fucking mother."
No,
No,
don't
no,
call me
no, no,
that.
no.
When she said sister, though, she smiled. When she said mother, she made a face.
Yeah, do not. No. That's a fight.
I'd be calling her mother just to piss her off.
Do you think that's smart?
No.
You
Do I care? No.
No.
value
Yeah, she'd be
your
mother. Hey, mom.
life? Okay. Every chance I get.
Turns out Danny should have started a Freedmen's Bureau. Because things have gone to shit in the other cities she's conquered.
It turns out that all our questions from last week have been answered.
Does turn out that way.
Yeah.
He finds out Joffrey is dead. Is it time to go to Westeros? Nope. We gotta go.
She's lost the sight.
We've seen this before. I wrote it down. Like we've seen this
She is
before.
now Rob.
Exactly what I wrote down. Yeah, I said, is she forgetting the task at hand like Rob?
Do you
Is
think
she ruling the wrong thing?
but do you think she would really have a chance if she made it there?
100%. Because just
Yeah.
like Barristan said, like nobody's expecting it, number one. And number two, like they're still recovering from the last war. NBA players can't even play fucking back-to-back nights. Like, we expect these men to fight wars back-to-back.
Well,
she did get a navy from Dario.
That can carry plenty of men.
Pretty big ships.
We'll see.
I just don't like, I just don't understand her mindset here in this point.
I mean, I get it. Like when she says, like, how can I rule, like, when I can't even hold Slaver's Bay?
Yeah, when she said that, like, I get it. Like, she made a very good point. Like, if you can't even hold what you've already conquered, how are you gonna hold what you're trying to, the big prize? But
I see, I think they're two different things, though. Like, she's been liberating and moving on.
yeah, when you take over
And
Westeros, you're gonna stay
like,
there.
just staying put.
Yeah, but it's like she's liberating and moving on, assuming that things are changed. But like, rich and privileged people do not give things up voluntarily.
No.
Like, you took it, but you have to hold it. And if you can't hold three cities, like, how do you expect to hold seven kingdoms?
Dragons, her name,
Dragons are tiny.
like people are gonna fall in line.
People are gonna fall in line, but she's gotta win first.
I don't think it'd
Like
be that
those
hard for her to
dragons are
win.
not big enough to win anything.
I
She
don't
needs
think it'd be hard
to
for her to win if she went now. Like in the state that the kingdom's in, like he's a kid. Like the king's a kid.
But he's still got Tywin.
But the army's beat up.
But they still got one.
And what we learn a little later in the episode is they
Brokies.
ain't got no
Yeah.
money.
They broke as hell.
They worse than America.
That's a good
Three
parallel. Just like us.
trillion dollars in debt.
They are like us.
And just keep borrowing.
So, you guys, turns out everything we've gone through is because a man successfully managed to turn a woman against her sister. Weird behavior.
What do you think of that bomb, James?
Crazy. But also, remember I said last week that he'd been playing long game and playing his stuff out. And it's already in motion. Prove me right.
Yeah,
But
turn
I was
back.
like,
The whole most.
crazy.
Like literally all the entire show, thanks to Littlefinger. We got the show because of Littlefinger.
Pretty much.
Yes, because Littlefinger successfully managed to turn a woman against her sister. Wowzers.
Well, Liza
And her husband.
is kind of crazy, so
Yes, let's talk about Liza and Littlefinger and their first wedding night, by the way. So,
he won't look. She told the truth.
John Aaron married Liza because he needed Tully's men to go to war for Bobby's war. So he married Liza because she was known to be fertile because she was already pregnant when by Littlefinger when they got married. And then of course she lost that baby and then several more after that, which I think was probably more him than her. But yeah, like he fully got her pregnant, like knocked her up, was still in love with Kat though.
The entire time.
Yeah, but I'll take you. You'll do. Especially now that you've got this nice, big, impregnable castle in this lovely kingdom and this boy without a father. Yeah.
Don't know. He didn't look very excited to marry her.
Didn't he? She seemed
He's playing the
excited.
game. Like he's playing the game.
He is playing the game and he's teaching Sansa the game. Like he gives her more rules on the way in. Pull up your hood, your hair's a memorable shade.
Yeah.
She's about to
Which that whole scene of them walking down the valley in between the mountains and stuff and him telling him everything like that. Like even though he's a liar and a piece of shit, like that is like good advice to listen to about all that stuff and learn like
And again,
strategic
like
warfare.
who better to learn from? Because this is a dude that came from nothing and he literally is shaking up the entire kingdom.
Yes, because he wanted, like, basically, like, he wanted to play a game, and now everybody's gotten dragged into it.
Like he killed Jon Arryn, set up the Lannisters. Bobby would have never went to Winterfell to get Ned if that didn't happen. Ned would have never went to fucking King's Landing if that didn't happen. Like all this shit is just.
Bran would have never been pushed out of that window.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, he has set up Tyrion before. And now he's done it twice. Seems like a real beef. Or it's just easy because, like, who wouldn't believe that Tyrion was a murderer?
I think it's just easy to choose Tyrion because they already know that Cersei hates him. Tywin hates
And
him.
he's a an imp. Like
And then he's an imp of,
you get who's
who's got a reputation of being drunk and disorderly all the
he's
time.
easy to blame. Like he's easy to get people to turn against him. Because of his, no pun intended, shortcomings.
All the pun intended right there.
Well, anyway, Sansa's with family. She's safe, finally. Hooray. And she gets to eat lemon cakes. Oh boy. Oh, wait. This is how birds act. Old women worried about young girls.
No, I don't think anybody acts like this. This
She's
is
like,
her. This is her talking it out, and in the as she's talking it out in her head, she's just getting even more and more jealous. Like she's talking it out. Like I don't think she even went into that conversation with that intention. And then the more she talks things out, that she's just making herself. She's already crazy, but.
yeah, he had 3 crates of lemons brought for you. No, I think
Oh,
this.
why you?
No,
Like.
I don't think it was just this conversation. I think the suspicion has been there since he said that he was going to bring her, because like that just seems like who Lysa is, because we already know she's jealous of her sister. So of course she's going to be jealous of her sister's daughter, who's like this gorgeous young girl who now you're asking if she's pregnant by your husband. Are you fucking serious? Like, first of all, let's talk about all that acting you were doing last night, because I promise you there's no way, no way Littlefinger did all that.
Yo, just because they call him Little Finger don't mean he ain't got a bit. Never mind.
How did Pod learn all his stuff?
Little Finger.
Little finger.
I mean, he is running the brothels.
Maybe
He's successful.
those whores told Littlefinger what Pod did. You're
Pod
right.
put it down. Yeah, she
Okay.
won't lie. They gonna hear her across the narrow seas. But is it? Just to like move on a little bit. Sansa has the worst luck in terms of men that she gets told to marry.
Yeah, right? Because now she
Like,
gets
you can't catch a fucking break. Like, now I gotta marry this little sick little fucker.
with a schnoz on him.
Yeah, who's 12 and still breastfeeding. Like, what are
Breastfeeding.
we doing?
Yo, I was gonna say that I'm so glad when we got to there, he was not breastfeeding the first scene what we see.
He had just finished.
Yeah. He was just done eating.
But we didn't
I
see
know what that
grown
just finished
boys.
looks like now. Like he had just finished.
But do you think Littlefinger sees Lysa as a liability? Like from how she just openly said this, and then he kind of started like looking around to see who was around while she was talking about it.
Maybe at this point, because when he tells her, if you say it, then it's a real thing, blah, blah, blah. Whatever he said in that part.
Okay.
So I think now he's like concerned because she's sitting here running her mouth.
Liability is just one of those like shut the fuck up. I don't want people to know.
Nah, like
It's fucking. I'm just messing around.
he gonna have
That's what it
issues.
would be for me. Like, shut the fuck up. I don't want people to know.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Anything else
I had a whole argument to make
about?
about Sansa being soft, and then I remember who, all the guys she has to marry, and I'm like, you know what? Never mind. I'm shutting up.
Because the best of them was Tyrion. The best of them was the adult dwarf that she had like no conversation with prior to getting married. And also his side chick was her handmaiden. So that's cool.
And would have never touched them. Nothing.
Well, we'll never know. Probably
We will never know.
not.
Yeah.
Especially not in the book, because he was missing a nose.
Sexy.
It's daddy daughter time in King's Landing. What an interesting way to find out that you're broke.
Right? Super
Capital
broke.
B.
And yo, we got a lot of shit coming in these Fortnites. Like, damn.
Wedding after
You
wedding.
get married in a fortnight. You get married in a fortnight.
Who's gonna die at these next weddings? Who knows?
Right? Yeah, Tom would put it at the end of that. We ain't doing no fucking juggling. We ain't doing
17,
77
70,
courses.
77
Like,
course
nah,
meal.
this gonna be cut and dry. We gonna say I do and move the fuck on.
Yes, they give Margie like a good 2 more weeks to mourn her husband, and then we can just like, you can go ahead and hop on his little brother. Not a problem.
Yeah, 2 weeks. We're done. That's it. We'll do that one, and then we'll give you 2 weeks to get adjusted to your shit, and then you go. But she didn't even ask for two Fortnites. She just said, Fortnite.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Do you think Jamie said she's that Loras is not going to marry Cersei? Do you think that is the case?
No, I think they'll get married.
Okay.
Where at? Oh, I don't know where.
But you think that
I don't know. I think if they get married, it ain't gonna be in King's Landing. You think she's gonna leave King's Landing?
No, they're gonna get married there. Why would they leave?
Why would they get married there? She's supposed to get her ass shipped to Highgarden, so.
Don't I don't know how these weddings work.
Well, I guess we'll find out. But we also find out that pounds, tons, or ounces, the number is the same. There is no more gold in Casterly Rock. Turns out their wealth is finite, as opposed to the Tyrells, whose wealth is replenishable.
Yeah.
Their wealth is in renewable resources.
Yes, it is. And now our gold mines are dry, and the crown owes us money, and we can't ask them for money because they also owe the Iron Bank money, and the Iron Bank is going to get their fucking money.
I love how you put that. Iron Bank is like a temple.
Like
Like
Sally.
she's like, somebody's gonna be in charge, but it doesn't matter. Like he dies off, somebody else picks it up.
Ooh,
Doesn't
but
matter who's there. They're still the Iron Bank, no matter what.
yeah, and you can't file for
Illuminati.
bankruptcy as a country.
And I think like when they start having their conversation about like you can tell she's trying to like steer his mind when it comes to this trial. And he kind of shuts it down. She still steers his mind when it comes to the trial. But she's like, I'm the only one that cares about the legacy of the family. The only one.
Jamie walked out. You disowned
Yeah. And she makes a good point at the end. She was like, Jamie, like you got on him for doing that. So what should we do to Tyrion? Like you gotta raise the stakes now.
These two people, these are two people who hate Tyrion more than anything. One of them is getting to accuse him of the murder of her son, the king, and the other one gets to be a judge.
What's the point in having a trial if there's no like unbiasedness on that out of the judges? Like, what's the point?
Like he's obviously not being judged by a jury of his peers.
No. Like that'd be like me killing James's brother or something, and then James is now on the jury. Like
I guess you're going to jail, bro.
right?
Right. Like, this seems like he's like Tyrion is really being set up to lose here. And Tywin doesn't seem upset about it, like, in the slightest.
That's why they shouldn't even have a trial. Just send them to jail. Just fuck
This
it. Just
doesn't
kill
even,
them.
this does not seem like it's fazing him at all that his son is on trial for regicide.
I think it makes him happy. I
You
think this is like one of the best moments in Tywin's life because now we have a reason to kill this motherfucker. Like a real reason to get him out of here.
like the convenience of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like the convenience of now you have a more pliable king to work with, and Tyrion might lose his head for it. Will, if you have anything to say about it, and spoiler alert, you have everything to say about it.
Shit just fell in his lap.
Is the Hound even trying to get off that list?
That listen got long as fuck.
He has added quite a few
That's
names
it.
to that list since last we heard it. Walder Frey, Tywin Lannister, Melisandre, Beric Dondarrion, which good luck, because the Hound already killed
Yeah,
him.
you should know how that's gonna go for you.
And Thoros of Myr. Like, that's a lot of people that gotta get got. So she doesn't know about Joffrey yet because he's still on here. So she hasn't found out about that.
Yep. She's kind of spiteful that Beric and Thoros. Like, that's a spiteful.
Listen, they gave Gendry up because Mel is on there too.
Yeah.
Didn't even really know what Melisandre was going to do to him. She just assumed it was bad. She wasn't wrong.
She wasn't. Not really wasn't bad though. I mean,
It's
but
well, true.
I
I
mean,
mean,
her
it
intention.
depends on who you ask.
She was going to murder him.
I mean, going to and actually doing are two different things. What she did do to him really won't that bad.
I think that when he goes and retells this story, he's gonna tell everybody the leeches were fucking worth it.
Okay,
It was worth the leeches.
her ultimate intention was to kill him, so her intentions were bad.
We're men. We're simple.
Ominous music. Well, there's one more name she has to say. And when she says it, like, the Hound really perks up. She's like, the Hound. What?
He doesn't even like really get mad. He's just kind of like the fuck.
Right, but then you have to think, like, I've seen this little girl murder a grown man, so, like, should I be worried maybe a little bit?
Not the hell. The hell's ready to die. Like he's just kind of like living life. Like if it happens, it happens.
Right, if you take my
Yeah.
knife off of me in the middle of the night and kill, like he's already told her once, if you kill me, hey, good for you.
Yeah. But he also told her, like, you better
Honest.
succeed.
Yeah, so he watches her water dance. Now he knows that he can beat her because her dancing master was killed by Meryn
Yeah, he was not impressed.
Not at all.
The amount of joy in his face, though. Like he looked happy as shit hearing all that. He was fucking amused.
Meryn Trant? What? Well, he only had like a wooden sword. And he didn't have the what?
So he was the best fighter ever, and he didn't even have a fucking sword. And he got killed by Meryn Trant.
Which he didn't.
Like you should be able to kill three of them at one time.
Well, he didn't, and she couldn't pierce his mail, and now she's a little defeated.
I was a little worried when the Hound had needle in his hand that he was gonna break it. I was like, bro, you better not break that.
Yeah, it does. It does look like he's about to do that, or fucking toss that shit in the fucking river or something.
Yeah.
But he gives it back to her. And back to like when he woke up and realized that she was missing. Was it, oh my God, like my meal ticket? Or was it more like, oh my God, I lost my kid in the mall?
Don't know. That's a good question.
Because, like, it looked more like, oh my God, where is she? Like, concerned dad than it did, like, my ransom.
That's a good question.
True.
Yeah.
All right. Also, he wakes up freaking out that she's disappeared. All right. So that we could assume that he didn't have his guard up while he was asleep. Did Arya just waste another opportunity to mark a name off her list? and kill the Hound right there while he was asleep.
I don't think she's smart. Like, she's just not gonna kill him if she still needs him.
Yeah. Well, one thing she still needs him, and another thing, like, does she still mean it with her whole chest when she puts that, like, when she says the Hound's name? Or, like, did, like, she said it the way she did because she's like, I want you to hear this one. But, like, does she really mean it with her chest?
And maybe her list is prioritized as well. He's at the bottom. Maybe he's just like, yeah, he's the last priority. I'll get to him when I get to him.
Think it's
Fair.
another wasted opportunity.
And you're right. It might be priority because he is on there last, but he was one of the first names. So is it like, has she taken him off and put him back on? Is that what that means?
Maybe.
Like, maybe last night I didn't say your name, but now you've bothered me. So guess what?
Your name is back on it. So if you think it's a wasted opportunity, James, like, if she does it, if she were to do it, what's her next step after that? Like, does she know where they're at?
Yeah,
Like,
because
can she survive on her own?
she knows where they're going, but
she knows where they're going. To know that they just came from some place in the Riverlands, because they know that they were the Tully. The family was from the Tullys, so
But I
she's
mean, can
got a
she even
kind of an idea.
she can even go back to them? They ain't got no money no more. He done stole everything they got.
Look, all I'm saying is that there's another opportunity that she's had somebody in her list right beside her, and she ain't do nothing about it.
Tywin will forever be the biggest miss.
Well, he wasn't on her list then. He got on her list for the Red Wedding.
Yeah, but still a huge miss.
Yeah, but the mountain was there.
The mountain was there.
You're right. The mountain was there. But maybe that's more of a I'll do that myself.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it was like, you know what? I don't recognize this mountain.
I don't recognize it.
I don't know who that is, because that ain't the mountain. I don't recognize him. He's tall, but that ain't him.
Okay, well, on the King's Road, don't call her sir because she's not a connect. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
Pod was a secretary. Pod was a secretary, and now he's got a job in his degree program, and he's not very good at it.
I got a question. Here's my biggest question about the scene. Last episode, they hop on their horses, they ride off, no problem. And now Pod is having issues. Like, what are we doing?
And it doesn't look like they're that far from the castle either.
No. Like, you could have turned around and got another one if that was the case. Like, the fuck are we doing? Because you rode off just fine.
That's not a lot of help. Not a ton of help. Like Jamie gave Brienne two really nice presents and a chore.
I don't see it that way.
I
Pod
have to
just needs some molding.
Exactly. I have to teach him how to do his job.
Those are some of the best employees you can get.
Okay.
The ones that are eager and wanting to learn.
For free.
Yeah, for the fucking free.
The less they make, the better, actually. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he has no experience. He comes in at minimum wage and
Yeah.
you can train them to be the best.
And you definitely have to train them because how did you not know you needed to take the fur off the rabbit before you cooked it?
I ain't gonna
Yeah,
lie.
like that part, like, how do you not know that?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. That might have been my mistake if it was me. I would have been like, yo, it's just gonna singe off
Bro,
anyway.
when you go to the store and buy chicken or beef, do you see fur on it?
I go to the store and buy chicken and beef. I do not hunt that shit and have to deal with it myself.
Oh
Like,
my God, bro. We ain't pulling feathers out of our chicken before we put it in the oven, man. We just putting it in the
somebody,
oven.
look, I don't know the process. I have to go get it. I'm blessed.
Oh man, critical thinking and deductive reasoning has died.
Motherfucker. Yo, Lord. I mean, I'm logging out. Next time he hits me with big words like that, I'm out of here.
Listen, he's right. He's right. Well, like how
Pot is me. Like, we go to the store and get that shit. Like, I ain't.
have you ever eaten a rabbit pod with the fur on?
He might have thought it was gonna singe off. Yeah, I'm shooting pot bail. Like, I like pot.
Me too.
It's chasing you, but you are faster.
But bruh.
Anyways, she gets to have a nice little heart to heart with him. And she finds out he killed the King's Guard. How the fuck did you do that?
Dead and in the bed.
Yeah, I put a spear in his back. He was trying to kill Tyrion. You know what?
That's the moment. Keep this kid around.
And you know, like watching this, I forgot how much I enjoy Brienne and Pod.
This could have been a spin-off.
Like he really is a chore, but he's delightful at least. And spoiler alert, he can sing. Yeah, Jen, look forward to that.
Haven't we heard him sing already?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, they're gonna find Sansa. Hopefully. We'll see.
Do you think they do, James?
No. Okay. I do
Do
not.
you think they get close?
No, I do not.
Okay. It seems like everybody gets close in this series. Like, you get this
That's also
close.
true. Like, super close.
Like, you always get this close.
Right? Because if you remember, Arya is on her way to where Sansa is right now. Do you think that they're going to make it? Like, do you think they'll be reunited at the Eyrie?
No.
No. Is it because you think they won't make it, or do you think Lysa wouldn't pay for Catelyn's other daughter? Or Littlefinger wouldn't pay for Arya?
No, I think it'd be they're not going to make it. Not because Liza or Littlefinger don't want it. I just think they're not going to make it because something's going to come up where they're going to have to do something else. Because
Like, just have to get off course.
yeah, because like that seems to be a common thing here.
Okay, well, back in King's Landing, you know, when my cousins ask me if I want to take a walk, it means we're gonna do weeds. This didn't seem as fun.
With this.
With that, weeds, we're gonna do marijuanas.
More than one.
Yes,
More than one. Yeah, I got it.
are passing more than one marijuanas around.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. We have jobs and stuff. We're adults.
Am I?
But anyway, let's go see a ship. Let's talk about how you're gonna find my brother guilty.
This is a good scene.
Yeah,
I like
it
it.
Cersei's guard is very down.
I
Most of
like
my
it.
quotes are in this scene.
I gotta tell you though, like, I like Oberyn just as much as the next guy. But if I gotta hear about his sister one more time, like, come on, man. Like, we didn't beat this horse to death. Quite literally, but yeah. Like, damn.
You're gonna keep hearing about my sister because she was raped and murdered and her children were killed. And you're gonna keep hearing about it until
Correct.
I get justice.
In every conversation, I'm gonna figure out a way to loop it in. Does he really have a daughter named Elia? I don't know.
Eight daughters. Could you imagine?
Hell no.
Yeah, that's what I said. No. Absolutely not.
Eventually, like after the third one, you just gotta shit. After the second one, you just gotta stop right there. Don't need to take no more chances.
I will say, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was at the midwife's office, and there was a lady who was getting her ultrasound, and she was there with her husband and their six daughters, and the ultrasound was number seven.
God, man. Who's the dummy? Damn.
Yeah, seven daughters. That's seven dowries. Could you imagine? Wow.
But yeah, he won't let it go.
No, he won't, and I wouldn't either. I mean, he's
It's
poetry. He's very emotional, obviously.
Cersei the best mother in the series?
Mother, best mother to whomst? To who?
Her
Best mother.
kids. Does she love her kids the most out of anybody other than Joffrey? But
Is do does she? I think that certain nope. This is a loaded question. I know where you're going, but it's a loaded question
okay.
because I do think Cersei loves her children. I don't think she's very good at it though. Like, I don't
Well,
think
I
she.
mean, look how she's learned love. Like,
Right.
look who she's learned it from.
Right. And she didn't have a mother. But
She's
like
kind of exceeded expectations then.
she loves her children selfishly.
Yes, that.
Selfishly. So, do I think Cersei is a good mom? I think Cersei tries. That's my opinion. That's what I'll tell my therapist tomorrow when we talk about it. Anyway, there's going to be a trial and the truth's going to come out. Well, we'll have a trial anyway.
Truth,
Like,
who cares? We don't care about the
she
truth.
doesn't give a shit. Not one fuck, two fuck, red fuck, blue fuck about what the truth is. I just want this midget's head. Give it to
Yeah,
me, please.
we don't give a fuck about the truth. Just kill this man.
Do not. Like, do you think Oberyn is like gonna do the thing?
I think Oberyn's just gonna do his thing and follow the however the trial go, like follow the evidence in the trial. I don't think he's gonna let Tywin or Cersei sway him on his vote.
Yeah, because she tried that, like, you lost your sister, like,
Yeah.
I lost my son, and I could, like, how is this even remotely the same? Like, my sister was innocent, and your son was, like, a psycho murderer. Like, it is
But
not the same.
to play devil's advocate and just have like a different view, Oberyn could just like be in the mindset, I'm gonna take as many Lannisters out as I can while I'm here. This is an easy way to do it.
Also true, I can see that.
Okay. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, like
And
fuck him. Last name's Lannister. He's his on the chopping block anyway. Fuck him. Let's just kill him too.
one less Lannister to worry about. Meanwhile, while you're here, can you take this ship to my daughter? Which, yeah, I'll definitely have it sailed to Sunspear. Like, Cersei, why wouldn't you just get on the fucking boat? They're not going to give you back to your dad. Like, just get on the goddamn boat. Go see your daughter. Leave Tommen here with Marge and Tywin. He'll be fine.
Okay. Do you think that thought ever crossed her mind?
Nope. Yes, I
Okay.
think it might. It definitely did. I think it crossed her mind. I don't think she would do it.
I don't know why she would do it. What's the chance that she makes it there alive or back alive?
Well, she's with her daughter.
If she gets to her.
She's got a head to take anyway.
And Cersei likes control. Like that would make Cersei lose all her power.
You're right. Cersei likes control and power more than she wants to go be with her daughter. So, like I said, Cersei tries to be a good mom. But she's not a very good mom. Like, she tries though. She loves her children.
Does.
But does she love power more? the Night's Watch has arrived at Craster's Keep, or at least Locke is here alone.
Sheesh, man. The distance and time in this series. Like every time. Like the little kid took no time to get the fucking Castle Black from where he was at. It seemed like before, Craster's Keep was way the fuck out there.
Well, he said like it was like 40 miles or something like that.
60 miles.
60 miles, yeah.
60 miles on horse is not that bad.
Yeah, you can get there in a day.
Possibly. It's just the way they like everything just seems so like quick.
It does seem like it took them longer to get to Craster's now than it did in season two. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But also in season two, like they did make other stops. But where's everyone else? Locke is scouting.
I Googled it.
What did you Google? Okay.
A horse can travel 60 miles in 6 to 8 hours.
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Good job, Game of Thrones. You did one right.
That's assuming these horses are well fed.
That's assuming that they can run straight for like 10 mile an hour straight ahead. Which
Without
I would
stopping.
Assume that's pretty easy for a horse to run 10 mile an hour.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a full sprint. That's like a trot for a horse, I would assume.
Yeah.
For 8 hours?
A quick
but
trot.
I guess that's what I'm saying. That's a long.
Yeah, 8 hours straight though.
I don't know a horse's fucking lung system or how much in shape they are. Like, I don't know.
How much
this is
cardio?
A well-trained horse can maintain a speed of around 10 miles an hour for a long distance. Special
okay.
breed horses for endurance riding can travel significantly further distances in a day, potentially reaching up to 100 miles. And
that's
I would assume, since all the horses, that's their only way of transportation, they're all well-trained endurance animals.
Got us. Wow.
Yeah.
Your question got answered.
Yeah,
woo!
It did. Now
well,
look up the kid Ollie. What about him?
I've taken a 9-year-old on foot.
Yeah, now that one, I don't even know if Google has an answer for that one.
but Jojen and his walking pneumonia see Bran at a weirwood tree on a hill, which Bran has also seen. He's waiting. Who's waiting?
Joe?
Joe who?
Joe Mama!
Hey. I will never not give him the opportunity to do that. Just so you know. Anytime he says it, I'm going to ask who. I know what's coming.
You're in your mid-30s.
Yeah. Hey,
It makes my friend happy. You saw the joy that he got out of that. Who is at the tree, though?
Who is at that tree? And why is Jojen's hand on fire? Why is Jojen's hand on fire?
I think that was foreshadowing to how he dies, because he says this isn't the end, and then his hand's on fire, and he says, well, no, when it's the end.
Okay.
And what do you think the end is? What do you think the end is? Do you think the end is making it to the tree?
No. I don't think that's the end either.
What do you think the end is?
The end is a fiery death, so I'm going to assume they're all going to die by dragonfire.
Okay. Now, could it... He kind of did, like, foreshadow fire a little bit. Even when he was talking to Carl, he told Carl, like, hey, you're going to...
He was going
to
burn.
You're going to burn, and...
Which, I mean, that would make sense
that
they would all burn, because they need to burn the body so they don't turn back into White Walkers. Which is why I also think why he sees that's the end, he burning, so they don't turn into White Walkers.
Okay. Okay. He also does take this opportunity to tell us that he cannot stress the importance of Brandon Stark. It simply cannot be overstated, the importance of Brandon Stark.
And if there's one thing that I've caught on to in the how many ever years the show has been alive is that everybody hates Brandon's storyline. So is it really that important?
Yes. According to the writers, yes, it is. It's very important.
It is incredibly important.
To the writers of the show, yes, it's important.
And listen, and the writer of the series. So, let me tell you.
I'm going to have to talk with George, my cousin George. Cousin George.
Brandon Stark's importance simply cannot be overstated. He has to make it. He has no choice. Anyways, the Night's Watch scout comes back. Guess what? We could probably take him. It's only 11 men. There's some dogs chained up. We can't go over that way.
Don't go over there.
Don't go over there.
They got pit bulls and shit.
Yeah, but we can definitely the rest of this, we got this. We got this. And men, ominous music. He saw Carl die. Like, Carl being gross also cannot be overstated.
No.
Cannot. Like, this whole, like, these men are who they were when they got to the wall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did we get Carl's background story? Did we ever get that?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he was
Yeah,
a
he was the best knife dude in
Yeah, that's right. That's
Sun
right.
Valley.
Seven silvers.
Yeah, that's right.
But while everybody else is fighting, Locke's looking for Bran. What? And when he cuts his leg, Bran kind of rolls his eyes like, here the fuck we go again.
Smart dude though,
Yeah.
like that's a smart dude. Fuck it, I ain't gonna take this kid's word. I'll just find out for myself. Can he feel it or can he not?
But Bran does that real neat trick again.
This time, a
Wasn't
really neat trick.
wasn't it?
Now,
What?
here's
Cause...
my problem. Here's my problem with this though. Here's my problem.
I wonder if it's the
So.
same as mine.
He's is chained into like a 4x4, right? Why didn't they just make him break the wood and not snap the chain? Like, I don't think he would have been able to snap the chain. It would have just came off the fucking piece of wood.
Did he
I've been
just
a 4x8?
Yes, the chain snapped. The
The chain
it,
did snap off of the
yeah.
ring.
Okay. Maybe it's to display how
I
strong
think it's
the
just
sword is.
easier to do graphically than it would be to break a whole piece of wood. Because the chain isn't actually attached. They could just break it like that, you know?
Yeah, but they could have just barely screwed that shit into a piece of wood
That's
and just pulled the shit
money and
off.
time. That's money and time.
They got plenty of it.
Nah.
No, they don't. They leave Starbucks cups and shit. They have no time.
They
They're in a rush.
in big debt. Their gold mines ran out.
I think HBO's good. I HBO's doing okay.
It's gotta be weird to black out and wake up and there's blood on your hands and some guy's neck is snapped on the ground in front of you.
Yes, indeed.
See, I think he knows what he did.
You
Like,
think he
I think he knows that, like, what is happening when he got took over. I think it's like his consciousness was in the background and then it was being taken over.
Okay, so you think he was like watching it happen
Correct. Correct.
rather than just being like completely blacked out
Correct.
and then like coming to. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Because, like, he's freaking out like really bad. Like, the man gonna have PTSD.
Yeah, but I think he freaks out because he doesn't know what just happened.
No, I think he knows exactly what happened.
And
So,
I mean, like, And like Ross said in the last episode, he's like, if I was as big as you, I would be king of the world. And like Hodor has a ridiculous amount of strength in him that he does not use. Anyway, Bak is dead and his collarbone is sticking out. That's neat. Like Hodor really, really got him.
Yeah, that's
And once again, we get one of these you're this close moments.
But
Like
Chojin stops him.
you're this close.
Do you think he should have called for John?
No, I think Jojen was right.
That they need to find the three-eyed raven.
Well, no, I'm saying that he's right that John would have stopped him from going to do that. So he needed to make the choice. Do you want to go back to Castle Black or do you
See,
want
I don't
to stay?
know. I don't know if John would have stopped him. Would John have stopped him, or when everything else calms down, would John have helped him get to where he
Maybe
needs to go?
help him at, but I think it would be after the fight with all the wildlings.
Yeah.
And I think at that point it'd be too late.
Yeah.
Like, I think John would handle this business here, be like, hey, Bran, we got to go back to Castle Black, regroup, and then we got to take on Mance. And
I got
then
to
we can
kill
go,
Mance first, and then we
and
can do
then we
your
can
thing.
go do this.
Yeah.
And then by that time, it's going to be too late.
Right. And also, like, Jojen's health is sort of indicative of the like amount of time, like how pressed for time they are.
Yeah.
Because like the sicker Jojen gets, the less time they have to get where they're going.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like we don't have time to go back and wait. Like we can't, like we have to keep pressing. Like, can you not see I'm dying?
Yeah.
So now do you now do you hate Bran's story? Okay. Well, all right. Well, his importance cannot be over.
I don't have a problem with
Yep.
Bran's story so far.
Just wait.
Anyway, Big Gren is cutting him down outside. John and Carl have their battle. Did
The
you like
worst duel I've ever seen,
You did not
because
enjoy it.
do you
No,
think
the
Carl just
camera
didn't have a
angles. No, it was all about the camera angles. Like, you couldn't see nothing. Like, let me see the knife work that he's supposed to be the best knife person ever. Let me see him do his stuff. Stop letting me look at his back. Stop zooming in on his wrist. Like, let me see what he's
They
doing.
did go into his wrist a lot. I did notice that. Like they got pretty close.
Yeah, it was super close up and everything was motion blur, so you couldn't see what was happening. The only good angle was at the end.
That was really
That's a very good angle.
cool.
That's a sharp sword.
Yeah.
Valyrian steel.
What did you think about the ending?
Well, that was good.
As a good end to the fight.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Well, Locke's dead, so they've lost. They've still only lost four men. And they ask, what could do that to a man? John, if you only knew.
Right? I like how they ask what could do that. Nobody even like blinks another eye about it. They just like move on. That who knows? Fuck it.
But there's only 10 dead mutineers. Rast is still missing.
What a
Don't worry,
bitch.
though.
Yo.
Ghost got his ass. Which, like,
Rass is a bitch.
truly. Because
All
they were
that shit you talked from
stuck.
day one. Act big and bad, and then something happens, you're gonna run.
That's usually how they are.
That's okay because Ghost got him. Nailed him.
Ooh.
And then a beautiful reunion between a boy and his dog. Gorgeous.
Was.
Yeah. Now Ghost will never go missing again.
They're tied to the hip. She's gonna start keeping them on a leash.
I
He will never get away.
get you a collar. And he offers Craster's widow's asylum. Imagine offering asylum here in this dangerous place you live. And they say no thanks, and it's completely understandable why.
No.
Yeah.
But like, let's burn this place to the ground. And now where do you go? Now where do you go?
Yeah, where do you go?
You burned your
We
house.
ain't going with you. We burnt our house. I don't think any of them have any kind of skills in hunting. Maybe they do. I don't think
Well, they
Craster was
probably do.
hunting.
Yeah,
I don't think Craster.
I don't
I
think
don't think
Crash.
Craster was hunting.
I think they'll be all right.
But you think John could have got him to go with him, and he would have been like, "We have Gilly."
Maybe. Maybe if we were like, listen, we took Gilly, Craster's
She's,
son.
yeah, she's good. We got them there. They're safe.
Yeah, they all could have been working as non-horrors in a horror place.
Non-whores.
Non-horrors
Non-whores.
in a horror place.
Yeah, non-whores.
Well, that was Game of Thrones, season 4, episode 5, First of His Name.
Wait, one gripe that I just remembered is that they didn't even show anything with Summer.
Oh, yeah, but like they didn't show Summer, but
They said, "Let's go
it's
get the fucking
open.
dog and get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, because Ghost was out. You assume that Ghost was out because they took Summer.
Okay. I'll accept it.
Yeah, because I did write down who let Ghost out, and then as we were talking through it, I realized they did.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. I'll accept it. I'll accept it.
PJ, who are we pouring out for?
Let's pour one out for Carl Rast and the rest of the rejects. I think that's it, right? A
Pouring
main.
out nothing but piss.
Yeah, piss. You know, get him out of here.
Okay.
Get him out of here. Been watching too much Sopranos. It's my Italian. It's my Italian.
It is terrible. Okay. And now for the quote segment, sting it with the pointy end. Who's got a whole bunch?
Not me. Only
Just
have three.
me. Cool. You guys can go then.
I'm gonna go first, Nick.
You're gonna take one of mine. I can see it in your eyes. I just
Cersei
feel it.
is involved in all of mine this time.
Oh, hot dog.
Yeah. The first one is from Marjorie to Cersei that we kind of talked about, is that we may be faced with an alarming number of weddings soon. I won't even know what to call you, sister or mother.
It's one of mine. Gone.
And then my next two are both from Cersei to Oberyn in the same scene. What good is power if you cannot protect the ones you love?
Gone. Two of my three. Gone.
Oh, let's see the third one's there. Everyone in the world, they hurt little girls.
Everywhere in the world, they sure the fuck do. They sure do. Timely. All right, TJ. What's your one left?
My one is actually from Littlefinger, so I knew
Okay.
he wasn't taking that one. And it is, know your strengths, use them wisely, and one man can be worth 10,000.
Put her onto game, little.
Littlefinger, the man who started it all.
Okay. All right. So, Carl, when he tells John, you'll never be free. You'll never know what that's like. Jojen to Bran, Mira and I, even Hodor, we're only here to guide you. And then Sansa, all he says is that I'm stupid. I'm a stupid little girl with stupid dreams who never learns, and I'm a terrible liar, so I should always tell the truth.
All right, so that quote, I think she's learning how to lie.
Interesting. Interesting. Whereas we know her yang is already a pretty good liar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, blind rankings.
I gave it nine.
Nine. Wow.
Yeah, it was toss up, but I went ahead and just gave it the nine. Cause I
Okay.
was like, ah, it could be a six because I like the fight, and then I also like the scene between Cersei and Oberyn. But then I was like, Jon's duel with
Carl.
Carl was kind of it missed, so nine.
Okay. And we're at the halfway point, and all you have left is two through six. So basically, you think like it's all up from here. It's got to be.
I'm hoping that next episode is my number two
Ugh.
the trial.
Okay. Next episode. I love next episode. It's one of my favorites
Because,
this
like,
season.
I'm hoping that the trial is good. Because, like I said, I don't know, a couple episodes ago where, like, I like a really good trial.
What's the outcome? What do you think the outcome of this trial is going to be? Do you think we're going to get an outcome? Do you think it's going to end, like the episode's going to end and Tyrion's fate is decided?
I might bleed into the next episode, but I'm not exactly sure what his fate of the trial is going to be, but I do know some spoilers that he's not going to be
He
like,
ain't dead.
he ain't going to get executed.
Yeah. Or maybe he's supposed to. Something happens, but
But that's what it's, he could be like, all right, you're going to be executed, and then something happens to where it doesn't happen. But I know.
maybe they do it. They try to put him on a guillotine. He's too short. He can't reach, so gets away. Never know. Game of Thrones.
Game
of Thrones. And that's going to do it for this episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. You can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, Goode, everywhere. So, on behalf of my co-host, Gingy, King of the Leprechauns, and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.